This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday. We're going to get back to a little bit of this DEI stuff. Got a good email on that. We'll talk about some illegal immigration stuff, emails. There's something coming for welfare recipients I'm going to bring up. All that and so much more coming up in the second hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And reminder again, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So you need to get your questions emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So we just covered a lot of DEI stuff and how they recruit malcontents. They create malcontents. Communists do, because malcontents are the foot soldiers always of the revolution. You don't need people who know Karl Marx or economic theory. That's, you don't need them. That's not the point. You need miserable, jealous, bitter people who want revenge against someone. Revenge against something. They're always selling revenge. That's it, right? So we talked about that a bit, and we're going to get into the death of everything. Now let's discuss this aspect of it. The guy said, is it intended to create yet another aggrieved class, young white males? Pause. Good, decent people who know that every individual, no matter their nation of origin, no matter their age, skin color, whatever, every human being is a sacred individual with a soul. Good people know this. Remember, communists don't acknowledge that reality. In fact, they reject it. Here's the result of that. If I don't look at human beings, let's say I'm a communist and I want power, and I want power and money, and that's eventually my goal. And I don't look at human beings as sacred individuals, well, then it just becomes a simple math equation for me. In general, who are my allies? Who are my enemies? It's really that simple. It's simply a numbers game. If I don't care about any individual, then I'll just group people up. And so you can sit down if you're a communist, and they have all the poll numbers. They have all the public opinion numbers. They know everything. And so if you're an American communist, if you're an American Democrat, what do you know? Here's what you know for a fact. Well, we'll talk about what happened today with RFK Jr. He got up, talked like this.
So-called gender-affirming care has inflicted lasting physical and psychological damage on vulnerable young people. This is not medicine, it is malpractice. This morning I signed a declaration. Sex-rejecting procedures are neither safe nor effective treatment for children with gender dysphoria.
Okay. Why such an embrace of tranny insanity? You can't change the sex you were born with. You can't chop off your body parts and become something different. Why have the communists embraced this so much? Well, you want to talk about the religion of the malcontent. If I can twist somebody's mind and body up to the point where they're so mutilated, so deluded to believe that they're now the opposite sex, is that not the prime foot soldier for my revolution? And you see that with how murderous they are across the country. So for communists, if I don't care about that person, I don't care about the kid, I don't care about this, I don't care about that, why wouldn't I want more trannies? They're all communist foot soldiers until they commit suicide. Every single one of them. Communist foot soldiers. It only benefits me. It's a numbers game. If I have an angry group of trannies, they're all going to be communist foot soldiers. Therefore, it's simply a math equation. I want more of them. Foreigners. Talk about it all the time. We have more stories here, but you know we talk about it all the time. Why do they bring in so many foreigners with all the fraud and rape and murder and all the other stuff? Those are loyal foot soldiers. Those are loyal foot soldiers to the revolution. But they rape people. They've destroyed everything. They even make traffic worse. But the communist doesn't care about any of that. It's a math equation. Now, you ask specifically about young white males. Have you seen the poll numbers on young white males? I guarantee if you haven't, the communists have. The communists understand that type A, testosterone-filled young white males are by a mile the most anti-communist demographic in the United States of America. And there's a lot of reasons for that, but the reasons really don't matter. For the communists, it's simply a math equation. This group right here, and I'm drawing circles on a piece of paper, as if all the groups are on that piece of paper, the communists have identified the problem. This group right here is the problem. So, if you're a communist marching through the institutions, that includes the corporate world, the education system, the military, everything else, if you're a communist marching through the institutions to turn those institutions into being instruments of the revolution, what is the one demographic you need to get out of them? Young white males. You know, I mentioned earlier the fat lesbian HR lady who's going to make everybody do racism sensitivity training and tranny day in the office. What's the one demographic the communists have identified who are most likely to put up a bit of a fuss about that sort of a thing? Young white males. It's just a math equation. That's it. It's just a math equation. I've brought it up before. I brought it up yesterday. When it comes to black people in America, traditionally, you know the numbers, roughly 90% of black people vote Democrat in the country. And I will argue this. You can argue about the dates, but there will come a day, maybe it's 50 years from now, I don't know. There will come a day where black people are the reliable vote for Republicans in the United States of America. And you know why? Because Democrats have found a cheaper date. They decided years ago, this happened under LBJ, when 75% of black kids were raised in a two-parent household, the Democrat Party, because they're evil and soulless, recognized an opportunity. We can hook this whole community up to government benefits, and I won't use the exact language Lyndon Johnson used, but, and I quote, we'll have those blank voting Democrat for 200 years. That's what LBJ thought. LBJ, to his credit, turned out to be 100% right about that. But Democrats have found a cheaper date. Foreigners. Problem is with these black people, they still have demands. They still want good schools for their kids. Maybe a neighborhood where everyone's not getting shot. You know who's not raising a fuss like that? The filthy foreigners you just brought into the country. That's why Brandon Johnson and the Chicago politicians are now facing things like this all the time at City Hall meetings.
Man, Brandon Johnson, you took an oath to uphold the Constitution. Or when you took an oath, was it only intended to fight for the 10th and 14th Amendments regarding illegal aliens?
You guys fighting for some illegal aliens who haven't put a dime in this country, this falls on you!
We don't want illegals in our community. We don't want migrants terrorizing our own people. And to have y'all sit up here and say, we have to accept $70 million being given to them when you got black people who are already struggling and need help, it is a disgrace.
Democrats haven't obviously moved on yet. They will do everything they can to hang on to the black demographic as a voting bloc for them. But really, honestly, almost every part of the Democrat coalition is going to be replaced slowly but surely with people who are simply easier to control. Foreigners, looters, foreign looters, foreign rapists, foreign thieves. Democrats will bring them into the country as fast as possible. They'll give them social security numbers, hotel rooms, a couple pennies to live by. And that foreigner doesn't know who Thomas Jefferson is. He doesn't give a rat crap about the Constitution. He doesn't need anything extra from Democrat politicians. All he wants is the freedom to reside here and loot the United States of America while being free from being prosecuted and deported. That's the only thing he wants. Just let me keep staying here and looting the pantry. After that, I don't care what you do to the country. And Democrats have worked extremely hard to put into place a system of government that does exactly that. The future of the country in the eyes of Democrats belongs to foreigners because they're the easiest, most reliable vote for the communist revolution. It's why they bring in so many. And once they get here and start slaughtering people, it's why Democrats do everything they can to protect them. I have a couple horrific examples of exactly what I'm talking about. If you want to know what this looks like in practice, well, congrats, I guess. I have a couple examples. Next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Communists not only bring in as many foreigners into the United States as humanly possible, they also take every possible step to keep them here, to protect them, to provide them welfare, provide them employment. And when they get in trouble with law enforcement, communists will then bend over backwards to get them out of that trouble because they know that's where their bread is buttered. I'm going to read something to you, and I want you, if you are on any, to maybe go take an extra dose of your blood pressure medication before I read it, because what I'm about to read to you is going to cause you to possibly lose your mind. I'm just kidding. Please don't extra medicate on behalf of this show. But I'll go ahead and read his reporting since it was his reporting. This is Bill Malugin, excellent reporter, by the way. ICE confirms that a murder suspect arrested for shooting and killing a man in Reston, Virginia yesterday is a Salvadorian illegal alien who had just been released from Fairfax County, Virginia jail the day beforehand, with ICE's detainer request ignored. Pause. Remember, ICE finds out there's an illegal in jail anywhere. ICE sends that jurisdiction a detainer request, meaning, hey, please keep a hold of him because we're going to show up, take possession of him, and deport him. I'll continue with the story. 23-year-old Marvin Morales Ortiz, a citizen of El Salvador, was arrested yesterday following a manhunt after a man was found shot and killed inside of a home in Reston, Virginia. Morales Ortiz had been in a Fairfax County jail while facing charges for brandishing a gun and assaulting and injuring someone, but he was released Tuesday when the case was dropped. ICE says their detainer to transfer him to their custody was ignored by Fairfax County. After his release, they say that an emergency custody order was obtained for Morales Ortiz due to mental health slash danger concerns. They looked for him to take him into custody, but they were unable to find him. He is accused of committing the murder just hours later. His prior rap sheet showed he'd been charged with at least 7 crimes in Fairfax County since 2020. The Fairfax County, Virginia sheriff received the ICE detainer request, knew she had a violent illegal on her hands, but in order to protect the illegal from deportation, she opened up the doors of her jail, let him walk free, and he promptly went and murdered an American citizen. This is the communist protection racket that exists for violent foreigners because they love them so much more than they love you. We have a Democrat Party today that at the highest levels will stand in front of a microphone and tell you the country was built by immigrants. If you don't want anybody deported, you're some kind of a bigot. Thought that one was bad. Here's another one. Tour bus driver charged in fatal wreck, entered the U.S. illegally, and was still issued a New York State license. 54-year-old guy, China. Surprise, surprise, he crossed the U.S.-Mexico border in 2023. Biden administration got a hold of him, of course, and then released him. Ends up in Brooklyn. Then the communist state of New York gave this illegal a driver's license, a commercial driver's license. He promptly gets out on the highway and kills somebody. It's enough to make you scream. But I want to remind you that they're not sorry. Not even a little bit sorry. The communists who have brought these people here will never relent. They're never going to change their ways. Doesn't matter how many people were killed and raped. Doesn't matter how many drugs are out there. The communists who brought them here are not sorry because they are fighting a revolution designed to destroy the United States of America so they can rule over the ashes. There is that tour bus could have killed 8 million children on the highway before they finally pulled Mr. Hong Chang Wing or whatever his stupid name was over, and not a single communist would change their stance on illegal immigration for a split second, because you're not dealing with bad, you're dealing with evil. Dark, demonic forces. This is what we're up against. And this is why, even in our moments where we get frustrated and disheartened and we're screaming at the low-T GOP because they screwed us over again, and we get tempted to just finally wash our hands of the whole thing and walk away, we can never do it. We have to spend the rest of our lives fighting against this evil, or the evil will win. Good people must fight against these people. They have to. We have no other choice, because the horrors they're bringing into this country now, just the beginning. It's just the beginning. Your friendly local Democrat politician would send a gang of these savages to gang rape your wife and burn your house down without a minute of hesitation if they thought it they could do it legally and if they thought it would help them politically. I know it's hard to look at these people and realize that's the truth, but I promise you that's the truth. They just don't value your life. The value of your children could be your child, could be my kid. I have now two sons out there on the road. And you think I don't think about it? Think I don't think about that phone call? My kids don't live in some protective bubble. Some savage slaughters them out there on the highway. In their apartment one day, think about it too. Think about it all the time. All right, let's get off of this thing. Let's go do some emails and other stuff before we do that. Oh, look at this headline. Silver tops $66 for the first time, and gold is up 1%. Man, if I had an ounce of gold for every time I came on here and told you gold hit another high, I would basically be able to retire as a billionaire by this point in time. Stop delaying. It's not going back the other way. Gold Co., you might qualify for unlimited bonus silver when you get a hold of Gold Co. Physical gold, physical silver, in your retirement as well, to get you some sort of protection there for whenever the bubble finally goes pop on us. Call Gold Co. or go to jessielikesgold.com. Call them at 855-817-GOLD. I want to stress this part because this is the part I was worried about. They really do make it easy. I don't have any idea how to weave gold and silver into my retirement. I'm not a finance guy. That's completely beyond me. 855-817-GOLD. All right? Some emails. Next.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday. Remember to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in for tomorrow, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. It's going to be a fun 3 hours, as it always is. Jesse, the Rhodesian Bush Wars series was absolutely fantastic. The interview with Buddy Lilly was completely spellbinding. Could have listened to him for hours. How on earth did you find Buddy? He says, in Buddy's honor, please let the bar eat. Semper Fi from an old Army scout. So here's how we found Buddy. I can take no credit for it whatsoever. Of course, Chris is never going to get any credit for it whatsoever. this show is, like I said earlier, I've mentioned it before, there's nobody physically here with me. Right? It's just me and a microphone and Chris and Corey. Just me and a microphone. So you forget, at least I tend to forget sometimes, as I sit here talking to myself. Sometimes I tend to forget there are all kinds of people in all walks of life, all across the country listening to the show. And it's always cool to hear the different people from different walks of life. It just is. It's cool. Someone emails in, I'm a trucker. I drive across the country listening to you. That's cool to me. I drive a forklift. I'm a lawyer. This one was a Navy SEAL. I can't say his name. Didn't give me permission to do that. But a longtime serving Navy SEAL just got out, just moved back home. Hey, he sends in an email. Says, I'm loving the Rhodesian Bush War thing. I know a guy who fought in the Rhodesian Bush War. You want to talk to him? And as soon as we got the email, me, Chris, Corey were sitting there thinking, Yeah, I do want to talk to him. And we didn't know, by the way, he didn't ask to come on. The Buddy Lilly did not ask to come on. We had to ask, hey, will you come on? And believe it or not, remember how great he did and how cool it was last night? He was nervous. I've never done this. I don't do radio stuff. I've never done this. He killed. He absolutely killed it. But at some point in time, he just controlled the interview. I asked him a question. He was on, no, we're getting ahead of ourselves. I'm not doing that yet. It was awesome. I'm glad you loved it. Remember, if you missed it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Hey, Jesse, I just read on Breitbart where a poll has AOC defeating J.D. Vance in 2028. It's not the fact that polls can be wrong and usually are, nor is it the fact that it's too early to be talking about presidential elections. It's the fact that the polls are even close. After everything they did to us, it's quite telling. This tells me Trump is merely a bump in the road for the evildoers. It tells me we're screwed, Jesse. You know it, and I know it. Lots of folks know it. Why does it feel like it's the elephant in the room? All right. So let's address this. How's it even close? We're definitely screwed, that kind of thing. First, let's get this out of the way first. I also saw the headline about that poll. I saw the headline about that poll about 25 times today. AOC beating J.D. Vance in 2028. Shock poll. AOC beating J.D. Vance in 2028. Just guessing. Call it a guess. You know who paid for that poll? I would be willing to bet you all the money Chris has that AOC in some way or an ally of hers paid for that poll. Why? It takes a long time to run for president, a long time. AOC is a fundraising machine. She's the top fundraiser in Congress. She's going to have tons of money if she runs for president. What you start doing now is prepping the ground to get ready for your run. AOC, because she's a filthy communist, has been thought of as being unelectable nationally. If she ran in a primary, that's the kind of thing a guy like Gavin Newsom or J.B. Pritzker, that's the kind of thing they would use against her. Hey, I know you love AOC. I know you love what she says. She can't win. Don't bother. She can't win. You're wasting your vote. She can't win. It would be their main counter argument when she's getting up there and she sounds like Castro, and they know they kind of have to thread that needle and be a little like Castro, but not freak out normie coal miner guy. She is going to be a problem. So their main counter argument is going to be she can't win. She can't win. She has no chance. She can't win. You nominate her. She's not going to win. How do you get out in front of that if you're someone like AOC? Maybe, just maybe, you get a poll showing you can win, and then you have your people spread that poll far and wide so everyone hears about it. Now, you and I are talking about it on the national radio tonight. Whoa, a poll! We don't know who did the poll. Well, we know who did the poll, but we don't know who ultimately paid for the poll. We don't know the sub-tabs of the poll, meaning who was even polled. They might have polled 70% Democrats. remember, the subtabs tell the story of a poll. So let's set that aside for a moment. Now let's address your kind of a little bit dark, but I get where you're coming from view of Jesse, we're screwed. Trump's just a bump in the road. Why does it feel like this is the elephant in the room? We've talked about a lot of historic battles, you and I, haven't we? Maybe you've looked into them yourself, watched a documentary about them, maybe watched just a movie about them, a film of some kind. A recent one we talked about, which we talked about many times before, it just happened to come up, is the battle that was featured in the movie We Were Soldiers, that Mel Gibson movie. It's a wonderful book, too. Incredible book. Well, at one point you may remember in the movie or the book, Mel Gibson, the commanding officer on the ground, he's fighting the North Vietnamese in Vietnam. He is hopelessly outnumbered. And he gets on the radio and he says, broken arrow, broken arrow. You remember that? If you don't, whatever, he does it. What does broken arrow mean? Here's what broken arrow means. If anyone in our military gets on the horn and says, broken arrow, it means we are about to be overrun and annihilated if all the help in the world does not come for us right now. And so the word goes out, whenever you say broken arrow into the radio, all the different air assets out there, bombers, fighters, whatever is happening anywhere close to your vicinity, no matter what mission they're on, no matter how important it is, boop, it is stopped and everybody is rerouted to you right now because you have to have help right now or everyone in this unit is going to die. The planes came, the napalm fell. We were able to win the day that day and get our guys out with being overrun. The entire history of the world is critically important battles. Critically important battles that mean everything, that come down to one moment that could go either way. We don't like that because we want to know for sure that good is going to win no matter what and evil doesn't stand a chance. It should be overwhelming that the country rejects communism and we're just going to embrace America and freedom. Surely that's where we're at, but that's not the real world. In the real world, it's close. It's always a battle. It's a little margin here, a little thing there, a little mistake here, or a little good thing there. That's what decides these things. I'm sorry. It's never going to be 80% anti-communist. Stop. It's not the way it works. All right? All right. Talk about some more foreign fraud. You know what? Let's trash the media real quick first. That's always fun. Before we trash the media, let's get rid of your pain. You're in pain because you're inflamed. It's inflammation. That's why your wrist hurts all the time. That's why you wake up in the morning and you wince because your back hurts as you're getting out of bed. That's why you've given things up. I don't play racquetball anymore. I don't hike anymore. My knee hurts. There's inflammation in there. Relief Factor is your help. 3 weeks. It's a supplement. Drug-free. It is a supplement. Take it every day for 3 weeks. And what you're going to find is your pain 3 weeks from now is either gone or significantly turned down from what it was. And then you keep taking it if you want to order more, and it keeps going down, 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 and soon you're back out there on the racquetball court. You're hiking again. You're playing golf. Get that thing you love to do back. 3 weeks is $19.95. Call 1-800 the number 4 relief or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Thursday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Now, Donald Trump's primetime address last night was 18 minutes. And of course, he did say the truth about it.
I inherited a mess, and I'm fixing it. When I took office, inflation was the worst in 48 years, and some would say in the history of our country, which caused prices to be higher than ever before, making life unaffordable for millions and millions of Americans. This happened during a Democrat administration, and it's when we first began hearing the word affordability.
Now, I know you're old enough to remember Joe Biden's truly, truly evil speech. It was, and I've seen a lot of presidential speeches. I mean, old ones. I've seen JFK speeches. You can still watch those on YouTube, by the way. Wonderful. I've seen speeches as old as television. I've never seen a president give a speech as evil as the one Joe Biden gave when he stood up in the middle of the night with uniformed United States Marines behind him, dark, ugly setting, and said things like this.
MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. And they're working right now, as I speak, in state after state, to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards, backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country.
This was not a Democrat speech at a rally. This was an official presidential address to the nation. Oh, it's not just what he said.
But first, we must be honest with each other and with ourselves. Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Now, in response to Trump's address last night, let me introduce you to a name you may know. His name is John Carl. He works for ABC News. He's one of the more committed communists in the United States of America. He hates you and everything you stand for. And because he's a committed communist, he lies without end. Because communists lie about everything all the time. They have nothing moral against it. In fact, they believe it's actually a moral imperative that they do lie. If you're a communist, you don't get in trouble for lies. You get in trouble for telling the truth. After Donald Trump's speech last night, John Carl said this on the news.
This is not the typical presidential speech that merits primetime attention.
Look, George, when the president of the United States asks for primetime network airtime to address the nation, it is usually either to make a statement about a national crisis, to announce a major new initiative, or to speak on an issue of war and peace. This was none of that. In fact, I cannot recall a primetime presidential address that was as defensive and hyper-partisan as this one.
I can't recall one, huh? John, well, that's weird. This guy left office like 5 minutes ago.
MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law.
Of course, John Carl does remember it. But also remember, every communist believes in a one-party state. Robert Mugabe, Rhodesia. We talked about it briefly at the end of it. After he took over, there were still white Europeans in Rhodesia, after they named it Zimbabwe. There were still that tribe that was opposite of his. They were still also in Zimbabwe. But slowly and surely, he slaughtered them all and ran them all out of the country. Communists believe they should be the only ones in power, and they believe in appropriate use of government. An appropriate use of all power is to use that power to snuff out political opposition. So when John Carl hears Joe Biden get up and call you a threat to the foundations of democracy and you're the scum of the earth and you're responsible for all the problems, John Carl doesn't hear partisanship. For John Carl, that's just how government's supposed to work. But if Donald Trump insults Democrats in any way, even fairly benign ways, could be severe, could be benign, to John Carl, that is egregious because government should never in a million years reflect you and your values. You're the enemy. It really explains that kind of that mentality does explain why they do what they do with the CIA, FBI, IRS. They really do think that government just should work exclusively for them. They have nothing moral against it at all. Every communist who's ever lived has believed in a one-party state. And they believe to have access to things like government jobs, a good job that's in the private sector, good education, good house, good neighborhood, you should have to declare your undying loyalty to the Communist Party. Anyone who doesn't do that, anyone outside of it, you should be treated like a second-class citizen. They have always believed that. They always will. It's how it operates. It's why in countries like East Germany, with the Communist Party destroying everything in the state, everything in the country, making everything miserable, everything worse, nothing works, you still had people lined up around the block trying to become Communist Party members because that was the only way you could get a steak. Without that, you don't get to eat well. Everything kind of sucks. That's the truth. All right. Now we have to make fun of Dome, speaking about lying about everything all the time. We'll touch on the tranny madness for a moment. But before we do any of that, and some emails, I want to talk about a little warning for these welfare queens in America. Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.